What's up, guys? TD Wells. And today, I just want to talk a little bit about happiness. And so happiness is such a broad word. Well, actually, it isn't. You really hone into what happiness is. But happiness means so much. So it means something different to everybody out there. And today, I wanted to share a few things that I want to make really, really clear. Now, does money make you happy? Let's start there. And what is it that makes you happy? So let's talk about what money does. Money may cure your and our situation, and it acts as a band-aid, because that's what it is. And at the end of the day, now look, money is truly, truly important, but your happiness is more important. And the reason I say that is because happiness brings the opportunities. It brings the money. It brings the relationships. It brings the professional career or business that you're looking for. I mean, it brings all of those things, obviously. So what I'd say, well, it's not that obvious, actually. So let me retouch on this, is that when you're happy, you feel in alignment. You feel like there's nothing that can knock you down. You feel like you're on top of the world. You feel accomplished. We all feel great, right, when we are happy. We feel like we're progressing, because here's the thing, is that if you're not progressing, if you don't feel like you're progressing, well, then you're not happy, right? If you're, and that's the thing, is that, and I have to say it the other way, you're happy when you're progressing. And so when we decide and make a decision on what our happiness truly is, well, then that happiness is something to us. It means something great to us. And what makes us go, what makes us feel important, what makes us go to the next level, what helps us in our relationships, and just in general, our general relationships, and what makes us, what helps us and with our own self. Because as soon as you can make you happy, everything else around you falls into place. And this is such a quick message, because I don't really want to really elaborate. Well, I do want to elaborate, but I want to get right to the point of why people are not happy and why they are happy. And so I could take someone that's making $40,000 a year, and I can take someone that's making $1 million a year. And so though both of those parties are going to be happy in their own right, but it doesn't mean because you're making seven figures that you're happy. So I wanted to share with you, how do you find that happy place? Well, you just have to go back to the times. And I want to say go back, because I don't really like the word go back, because it really doesn't help you really at the end of the day. What helps you the most in what you're doing is that when you have decided what it is that truly and truly makes you happy, only you have to confront yourself. And you have to understand that your happiness is within, and you're probably doing yourself a disservice, and you're probably doing whoever you're with or in a professional environment or whatever that may be. You have to go, look, I can't leave this unhappy until I know why it's making me unhappy, right? So you can't go from one extreme to the other extreme without finding out what it was that made you unhappy in that environment. You just need to clarify that. You need to get some clarity, right? And I talk about clarity all the time, because when you truly understand, because so yeah, what happened here? Let me recap. Let me digress for a minute. A lot of people make a decision, and they make the decision based on leaving something because they really haven't figured out why they're leaving in the first place. And when they've figured out why they're leaving, why they're truly unhappy, why, when they figured out how they can fix the unhappiness of where they are, well, that's when things will start to shift. That's when you'll know that, oh, wow, I know why I'm unhappy now. I truly understand it. And that will set you free, and that will set whatever it is around you free. And so that's what today's message really is about. It's about being happy and being free. And when you can identify those two, well, then all the money will come. All the people that are supposed to be in your life will come. Everything will come exactly as you planned and you asked for. So just keep asking for it. And understand that you manifest what you want to manifest into your life. And so we talk about manifestation not being legitimate and not being real, but that's truly not the case, because your brain is such a powerful muscle, is that you bring on what you think about is what pretty much comes to you. And that's the interesting part, is that it comes to you in light of you making a decision on what it is that you want. So I would really tell you that you just got to get really precise on what it is you want, speak it to yourself, and visualize it, and let it come to you. Allow it to come to you. Do not resist, and you will be in total alignment with what it is you want. And in alignment, what I mean by that is being happy and being free. And when you feel that way, when you feel happy in your life, man, it's just such a great, 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 great feeling. So let's get that idea in our minds. Let's start to think about being happy, and let's not let money control the situation. Let's let our happiness control the situation, because that's, at the end of the day, that's what all of us are looking for. We're just looking for happiness, and that's it. So guys, great, great talking to you. Thank you for listening. This is such an exciting, exciting moment for me, because where else can you go and be on a platform that you could actually speak to people? And not only that, we're helping ourselves when we do this. And so I like to tell people that at the end of the day, this isn't anything where I just want to motivate people. This is really what I love. This is something I've done all my life. This is something that I take with me and I share with the world, because I feel as though more and more people need to feel like they can accomplish things, and that it's just really a decision that they have to make. And I understand, like, when you're feeling stuck and it's not feeling like it's getting any better, just got to find that happy moment, find those times in your life that you've been the most happiest, and focus on that and allow it to come to you. Don't resist the happiness. All right, guys, thank you very much for listening. Have a great evening, great morning, great afternoon, wherever you are, and I'll see you at the top.